RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Friday morning, taking you up to 12 o'clock here. Michael Phillips, MP, on the mic. Thank you for joining us. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app with the rewind button. And of course, on all major podcast platforms where you'll get to hear our interviews with Lane Cassidante, CBS 6. He'll be giving out the Dudley Award on Saturday, tomorrow, after the Army-Navy game. So that'll be about 6:30. Dudley Award for the best football player, college football player in the state of Virginia, an annual tradition. We definitely are looking forward to that. I'll reveal my vote on Monday after the winner is announced. I don't know the winner, though, so I'll be tuning in just like you guys. I'll be just as excited as y'all are to find that out. Also, Gary Hess joins the program. He's on the podcast online, so tune that up and get ready for Highland Springs football tomorrow, 11:30 kickoff from Charlottesville as they play for yet another state title. But a busy Thursday night in the world of sports. I was up in D.C. last night. I had a great time, went to the Washington Capitals game, saw Alex Ovechkin get his 1,500th NHL point, but the goal scoring was elusive. The quest to catch Wayne Gretzky remained on hold for another day. I was just reminded how much fun it is to go to live hockey games. That's the number one seed for best live sports. I don't think it's particularly close. I had a really fun game, ended up in an overtime shootout. Dallas won, got to check in with some friends up there from the Monumental Network. They put those games on, and there haven't been as many wins as perhaps we were hoping for this year. You wonder if the rebuild is nigh, they've been putting it off as long as possible, trying to get Alex Ovechkin across his finish line for the goals record. But if that's not a playoff team this year, you gotta sense that it's got to come at some point. It's got to be the rebuild has to happen at some point, and may be coming. But still just a fun atmosphere. Even it was not a sellout last night. Their sellout streak has ended, but still a really fun time. Great atmosphere, great game. So fun to be up there at Capital One Arena, watching the Washington Capitals. Meanwhile, on the NFL field, the New England Patriots were winning a football game. They took care of business against the Pittsburgh Steelers in a Thursday night football that lived down to the billing, all the way down to a potentially botched, but nobody really cares because both the teams were so bad. Penalty at the end of the game on the Steelers' long snapper that would have extended a drive. They were so far out of scoring range, though. I don't see how you could possibly say that swung the game or that influenced the game, because certainly for my money, the Steelers were not going to drive another 40 yards into field goal range from there. But New England's win, though, great news for the Washington Commanders, who now are eyeing another draft position, another team they could move up on. If Washington keeps losing, get a couple Patriots wins, get a couple Arizona Cardinals wins with Kyler Murray. I'm not greedy enough to suggest the Carolina Panthers are going to start winning. I don't think that's possible. But this is a team. This is a team that could be picking top three now that the Patriots all of a sudden look like they could maybe win some football games. For the Steelers, certainly a tough setback to their playoff chances, but it's the AFC, so they're still squarely in the hunt. We'll see what happens with them over the final weeks of the season. Who knew that Kenny Pickett was so important to that team's fortunes? And we'll keep an eye on the Steelers. I think they've got as good a chance as anybody else. Speaking of AFC teams who were in the playoff hunt and have coaches who were eating a shoe yesterday, the Buffalo Bills had maybe one of the more bizarre days in recent NFL memory.
I want to reference the team meeting that has been brought up. My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, but a day that I lost a good family friend. And so with that, I'll turn it over to answer any questions you might have.
Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, Richmond, Virginia. What? Say what again? That is Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott, who it was reported yesterday by Ty Dune on his website that Sean McDermott, in a motivational speech to his team, invoked the 9/11 hijackers as an example of good communication, teamwork, and overcoming obstacles to achieve a goal. Too soon? Yeah, little bit too soon. The report does say that after veterans on the team approached McDermott and let him know how much it went over like a lead balloon, he apologized to the team that afternoon and said that was not his intent. I just can't imagine in what world. Yo, I saw this yesterday on Twitter, on the X, throw up the X, Dante Hall, the X Factor, throw up the X. I saw this on the X yesterday, and I thought it was one of those fake things that people send around, right? Like Sean McDermott did a motivational speech using the 9/11 hijackers as an example of good communication and teamwork. I believed that for several hours until I saw Sean McDermott at the beginning of his weekly press conference apologized for using the 9/11 hijackers as a good example of teamwork. I did not have that one on my 2023 bingo card. That's wild. Ron Rivera coaching tree pulling through here. I don't know how you bounce back from that one. You keep coaching, right? Like, he's not going to get fired, but he's definitely now the 9/11 guy, like, everywhere and forever. I don't know how you think that's a good idea. That's wild to me. Buffalo Bills play the Chiefs this weekend. Big game. They're still in the playoff hunt in the AFC. They're 6-6. The article suggested Sean McDermott may not be a master motivator, even though players give him credit as being a good scheme operator, but not a master motivator. One other news item here: Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State says he is undecided on whether or not he will enter the NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm still undecided. You guys know, coming into this year, I wanted to beat the team North and win a Big Ten championship, and obviously I did not do that this year. So I think it's a great motive to come back, you know, if that's what I decide to do. Because that's something I definitely wanted to do in my Ohio State career, and not being done that yet definitely opens the door for me to come back. But undecided, really just taking it day by day at this time.
Now, there's a report that Marvin Harrison Jr., who would be probably the number three or number four selection overall in the NFL draft, may be offered an equivalent salary to stay at Ohio State in the NIL world. Now, that's going to be an interesting wrinkle. I think he still goes, obviously. I think he's ready for the NFL, of course. But you're going to see this with running backs. You're going to see this with some other positions that the NFL doesn't value as much. There are going to be guys who can make more money to stay in school than they may go into the NFL. I certainly think that's something that's going to be on the radar for the next few years, and at least in this iteration of college football. For the guys who can't go to the LIV Tour, that is, until the LIV Tour starts a football team and starts poaching guys. All right, back with more after this. We got Lane Casadona, Gary Hess, and some Guy Fieri talk on tap. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Back with you on a Thursday morning. VCU falls to Memphis in overtime last night. The Rams had a shot. Zemp Jackson couldn't get the layup to go in the final seconds of the game. The Rams fall to Memphis, fall to 4-6 on the season. A chance to redeem the Norfolk State game, and in a lot of ways they did, because the offense looked so lethargic against Norfolk State and took a big step forward last night, obviously. But they couldn't close on that final play. You watch Zeb Jackson. He got the look. He drove. He had the chance at the winning layup, didn't fall, and then three-pointer does not go in overtime, and the Rams end up losing to Memphis. More on that later in the show. Right now, though, it's a Thursday. We'll welcome in our friend Lane Casadante of CBS 6.
He's the dean of local TV sports, and if it seems like he knows it all, that's because he does. It's time for Thursdays with Lane Casadante of CBS 6.
Lane, things are a little testy in the 910 studios these days. Awad and I have placed a bet where the loser has to do 50 push-ups, and I think we've all realized we may have overcommitted ourselves.
Well, how long do you get to finish the job?
That's a good point,
Lane.
Do you get
a week? Do you get a week? When are we talking about here?
His program's longer than mine, so he's got 3 hours. I've only got two. We'll have to steal time from the program there to do that. I bet that the Commanders' offense would improve statistically under Ron Rivera's leadership. It didn't last week.
Oh, you mean, wait a minute. Ron, was it the offense or the defense, you mean?
The defense. Now that he's fired Jack Del Rio and he's calling the defensive plays, I said they would improve statistically over the last 5 weeks. And I've still got 4 weeks.
Well,
it was a rough start, though. Wasn't the start I was looking for.
What made you so confident to make a bet like that in the first place?
I thought I was buying a penny stock, right? Like, I thought, like, it can't go lower than this. They're 32nd in the league. Things can't possibly get worse. You would think I would know better by now.
Well, he's still working with the same clay, right? I mean, it might be a different wheel, but we've still got the same materials, and that's the real problem. And I've read what you've written, and I've read what a few of the other folks up in D.C. have written about how they believe he has not lost the locker room, because, you know, I think we can all agree that Ron is a very classy individual, has
yes.
more than paid his dues in this league, both as a coach and as a player. This just isn't working out, and honestly, this is probably a bigger situation than just Ron Rivera, but he's the guy whose name is on the masthead right now, so he's going to get all the arrows. I'm not sure any. I mean, if you were talking about marginal improvement, you know, deck chairs on the Titanic type thing, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but, yeah no, that's all we're talking about.
Yeah, this is going to be it. What's fascinating to me is to see how deep the house cleaning actually goes. Like, if you take a better bet right now would be to take the roster that you have today, next week, end of the year, and compare it to the roster that shows up in Ashburn next July. How many names are still going to be there? That might be, will there still be 40 names on the roster that are there right now? Set an over-under somewhere and take a bet on that, because the one fascinating part about this team right now is how much is Josh Harris really going to erase and start over at the end of this season.
The great quote in John Kime's article the other day, he didn't pay $6 billion for the 2014 Carolina Panthers.
Well, unfortunately, he did. But it's what he does with it now that is going, I think he's already fired two head coaches or managers, because Crystal Palace has a new manager or whatever they call their head coach. And, he got rid of Doc Rivers in Philly, I think.
Yep.
He's not afraid to go in and blow things up where he feels they need to be blown up. And the thing that should give a lot of Washington fans comfort and hope is that he is clearly not the, shoot from the hip, just knee-jerk reaction that they've dealt with under Daniel Snyder for the last 25 years. If Josh Harris is going to make a change and he's going to make a decision, you can be reasonably assured that he's thought about it long and hard and weighed all the options and feels like this is the best plan moving forward.
Measure twice, cut once, as they say. Lane Casadane joins us from CBS 6, and you'll want to tune in. They've got the Army-Navy game Saturday, which is always a treat in and of itself, of course, to watch that college football game to end the regular season. Immediately after the game, Lane will be presenting the Dudley and Lanier Awards, and you want to kind of give folks a quick overview on what that is.
Yeah, it's basically Virginia's version of the Heisman Trophy. Bill Dudley he's a member of both the College and Football Halls, Pro Football Halls of Fame. The Bluefield Bullet, played at UVA, played for the Steelers, I think played for the Detroit Lions as well. And the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the Touchdown Club of Richmond, a whole bunch of people got together, I think back in 1990, and decided to give an award to Virginia's best college football player, and they named it after Bill Dudley. And for a long time, it was obviously dominated by what was then the only two major Division I programs in the state, Virginia and Virginia Tech. There are now, what do we have, six D1 programs in the state?
ODU, FCS, JMU.
Liberty, Tech, UVA, and
five then, right? Liberty, ODU, JMU, Tech, UVA. Am I missing somebody?
Right. I keep going back and forth on Norfolk State. I can never remember.
That's right.
But in any event, there was an award created for the smaller school players called the Willie Lanier Award, after the Richmond native NFL Hall of Famer, one of the best linebackers in the history of the sport, who went to play at Morgan State, HBCU, and a Division I, what used to be 1AA program, now FCS. So we have compiled a panel of 15 sports writers and sportscasters from around the state. Each school gets to nominate one player. You can only vote for the player that the schools nominate, and which is one of the reasons why Michael Vick's name is not on the award, which one of our producers found out a couple years ago, and he couldn't believe it, but Michael Vick was never nominated.
He never won.
In 2 years at Tech. So you only vote for the player. Each school nominates one player, and we will be unveiling the winners on Saturday night.
It's just in the interest of clarification here, Norfolk State is FCS, but they don't participate in the playoffs. They participate in the Celebration Bowl with the other HBCU schools. So, kind of a weird mix of the two there. Lane Casadane joining us, talking about the Dudley and Lanier Awards. Let's start with the Dudley, because we got a great slate here. You mentioned, right, because there's so much big-time college football now that we don't just pick the UVA kid and the Tech kid and see who was better that year. Jalen Green from JMU, who led the nation in sacks, got injured for the last four games. You will be curious how the voters factored that in, but was so dominant before that. Malik Washington, a UVA, was just an incredible record setter. And, of course, Liberty's quarterback, Caden Salter, who what the Flames have done obviously speaks for itself, going to the Fiesta Bowl, and he put up all those points against New Mexico State in the Conference USA title game. What do you make of that field and just the quality of this year's? Even some of the guys you left that got left off of the finalists panel are really good.
Right. Tristan Wheeler, the Henderson kid from Old Dominion, who had, I think, 500 tackles this year, something ridiculous like that. These three, and I can even tell you this, and speaking with some of the folks up at JMU, they had an internal struggle over who they were going to nominate because yeah. Jordan McLeod had such a fantastic year and was the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year. They did nominate Jalen Green, who actually finished second in the country in sacks. There was a player at Troy State who actually has 16, and Jalen only has 15 and a half, but he did it in nine games, so his per-game average is so far ahead of everybody else in the country, and I believe he had 5 in one game alone against Marshall. This was, for a lot of people that I talked to around the state that had a voice on this was one of the hardest votes that they had to make because, on the one hand, you know, Jalen had this fantastic season that was cut a little short. On the other hand, Caden Salter put up these fantastic numbers, but they had the worst strength of schedule in the country. And then Malik Washington did all these great things, but UVA had a disappointing season. So it's interesting to see where everybody's priorities are, what they emphasize, what they de-emphasize in terms of their opinion on who was basically the MVP for the state. Are you the MVP because you put up the biggest numbers? Are you the MVP because your team cannot do without you? Are you the MVP because you put up all these numbers despite your team's shortcomings? And I think that is where all the votes lie with these three finalists is what stands out to each individual voter. And for all of your listeners, it could be something completely different for each of them as well.
Absolutely. I'll share my vote on Monday when we share the winner. Obviously, tune into CBS 6 right after the Army-Navy game for the presentation. I want to steal another minute here with Lane before we let you go because I want to make sure the Lanier finalists get their moment as well. Jada Byers, who won last year, Virginia Union's running back, the per-game averages there are freakish. His numbers are actually down but still incredible. Randolph-Macon's quarterback, Drew, I always say this wrong. Can you hit me here, Lane?
Campanelli,
the long E at the end, and Jalen Russell from Averett, the all-everything defensive end down there. Another really good slate of nominees.
Yeah, Averett, Russell from Averett had a Henderson and Jalen Green type season for Averett at the Division III level. Drew Campanelli, head coach Pedro Aruza up there, said Drew is the best quarterback he's ever had at Randolph-Macon, and that goes back two decades of a lot of success up in Ashland at the D3 level. And then Jada Byers speaks for himself. I mean, he had such a standout, fantastic year this year. And this year he just leads Virginia Union to their first conference title in 20 years. So, if you need him. And Jada's going to he should get serious looks by the NFL coming up in the spring. I have to remember if he's only a junior. He might have only been a sophomore.
He can hang around for one more if he wants. Yeah.
He'll be one more year to do things like that at the D2 level. And it's great for us because, like you just said, it shines a spotlight on these guys that go through the same practices, go through the same games, you know, don't quite get the attention because they're at a smaller level, but they're playing the same sport and on their level playing it just as good as everybody else.
All right, Lane, we really appreciate the time. We'll be watching CBS 6 Saturday night right after Army-Navy. Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
You bet. We'll take a quick break. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, 11:17. It's a Thursday morning. It is time to hang out with one of our favorite guests. He is the sports director here at 910 The Fan, and he is ready for one big final week of high school football. Gary Hess, what's up?
How you doing, Michael?
All right, this is it. We work all season for this. Do you have one more week in the tank?
I do. I actually have two more weeks in the tank because we got the Big River Rivalry All-Star Game on the 16th.
Let's go.
But that's just a celebration. That's like it's, you know, All-Star games. You know, the broadcasters take that one easy, too. So, that's, you know, we don't even try very hard for that game. But, you know, we're bringing our A game.
How would we know? Yuck.
Exactly.
Statler and Waldorf, you know, up here hanging out in the balcony.
Yep. I don't ever want to. Statler and Waldorf, by the way, I have a clip of them of audio that's one of my all-time favorite clips, and I use it, where they're going back and forth talking about how great something is, and over the course of like 12 to 14 seconds, they lapse into being the worst thing you've ever seen. It's so great.
Hey, that show wasn't half bad. No? Yeah. No, it was all bad.
Oh, my gosh. We're showing our age a little bit there, pal.
A little bit. You want to start with the...
So we'll celebrate next week, but this week it's all business as we try to get the 804 and other state championships.
All right, Highland Springs, right? Break it down. Who we got?
So the Springers are playing Freedom, a team from Woodbridge. And what you have here is Highland Springs is the reigning Division V state champion. They moved up to D6. Now they are taking on the reigning Division VI state champion. It's a clash of the Titans. This one should be a classic. It is going to be a sight to see out from UVA up in Charlottesville on Saturday.
All right, 11:30 kickoff from Scott Stadium. You'll be on the air at 11 then, is that correct?
We'll be on at 11, and we'll be on our sister station, WRVA, 11:40 a.m. on Saturday because of Hokie basketball on 910.
Excellent. Highland Springs against Freedom, 11:30 on Saturday from Scott Stadium at UVA. Could be some of the best football played at UVA's stadium all season. Just saying. Yeah. I don't know. I got that bone today, Gary. I'm making friends all over the place.
With Freedom against Highland Springs and then the D5 game after that between Maury and Stonebridge.
That'll be a great
game.
Could
be a double dip of great football, which they haven't, you know. Two doses of great football. They definitely haven't seen that at Scott Stadium this year.
Fantastic day of football out there. I think the other major thing this week was Tom Hall stepping away at Manchester, right?
Yeah, Tom Hall, 25 years, nearly 200 wins, the 2018 state championship, has decided to hang up his whistle at Manchester. I didn't see the word retire anywhere in that statement.
Mm.
So he may resurface at some point, but I think he was ready to take a step back at Manchester, and you know what he's done there over 25 years speaks for itself. He's been phenomenal, and you know me, shameless plug, Michael. Tom Hall will be our guest at 6:05 tonight on the Thursday High School Walkthrough right here on 910 The Fan.
Wouldn't dare to miss it. 6:10 tonight, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. The Odyssey app worldwide. I'll be listening worldwide. I'll be on my way up to D.C. I'm hitting the...
Yeah, so we have Tom on at 6:05. We have Lauren Johnson on at 6:20 to talk about the Springers and the game Saturday. And then we're bringing in, one of us media types, Dave Fawcett from Inside Nova.
Sure.
To give us some intel on Freedom at 6:35.
So that should be an excellent show.
Loaded show tonight, 6 to 7, right here on 910 The Fan.
Very big shoe. I will be on my way up to D.C. I'm going to the Capitals game tonight. Puck doesn't drop until 8, though, so I got time to catch the whole thing.
Hockey, NHL hockey in person, there is nothing like it.
You are correct, sir. Cannot beat it. Gonna watch Ovi score 3, get closer to that record. Or gonna watch the Caps lose by 6. They've done it both ways this year.
Maybe I will come. Maybe I'll come with you. I'm wearing my New York Islanders hoodie today. Would that go over okay?
I think you'd make some friends. Our guy Barry Trotz ended up with the Islanders. I will always root for him wherever he resurfaces.
Right. I've been an Islanders fan since the late 70s. My brother will vouch for me. It's just my team, and so
nobody has to vouch for being an Islanders fan. If you self proclaim it, we assume you're not you had, at least in recent times. I know there was a run, but in recent times, that's
we're a little long suffering of late. There's no doubt about it. But my all time favorite hockey player, Billy Smith, legendary goaltender, wasn't always a great goaltender, but he was legendary. He knew how to use his stick.
Excellent.
For good and for evil.
I was waiting for the caveat there. Yeah, it's that goes both ways. A little Happy Gilmore-esque action there, right there.
Exactly. So, I'm very excited. You know, the Springers, they are, since 2015, are 5-1 in state championship games. And the only one that they lost, Coach Chris and I didn't call that game. So they're 5-0 with us.
We appreciate you doing your part and getting down to Charlottesville on Saturday.
We'll be there. We're doing our part. So
make sure these guys get a police escort, whatever they need. Make sure this goes on the air 11:30 a.m. on our sister station, WRVA.
And it will actually be on at 11 o'clock. 11:30 is kickoff in Charlottesville Saturday. So
don't miss the pregame. Don't miss Thursday night kickoff tonight with a loaded lineup of guests. That should be fantastic. Gary Hess joins us, sports director here at 910 The Fan, and you're involved in the Dudley Award. We talked to Lane Casadante earlier, best college football player in the state of Virginia. They're going to give that out on CBS 6 Saturday night after the Army-Navy game. So that'll be kind of about 6:30, 7 o'clock in that window on CBS 6. Just keep your TV on after somebody gets to sing after that Army-Navy game. This is as good a year as I can ever remember. And we've talked about the evolution of the Dudley being, you know, it used to be just a Tech or UVA player every year. But boy, the whole state really came to play this year.
You know, when we had the five finalists to choose from, it was hard. It was hard to 1, 2, 3. It was hard to both people. Whoever you left off your ballot, whoever I left off mine, that was a tough call. Because all five players in consideration were legit possible winners. And so who is going to win the award? It's going to be very interesting to see. I'm very excited about it.
You got Jalen Green at JMU set, 15.5 sacks in 9 games. Malik Washington over at UVA, his numbers speak for themselves, but the team, you know, was not what they hoped it would be. And then you got Caden Salter at Liberty, who the numbers are good, but what the team did when rolling off 13 wins in a row, equally spectacular. That's a loaded lineup there.
You know, the numbers are good. The numbers are great. And, you know, a couple of other guys that were just on the outside looking in, I mean, Tootin at Virginia Tech had huge all-purpose numbers, made an impression in two phases. And the kid at Old Dominion, I'm spacing on his name right now, Henderson, 170 tackles. Are you kidding me? So, any of the three finalists are legitimate guys who could win, and it's going to be great drama on Saturday night, and watch that, and then turn over to the doings at the Downtown Athletic Club and find out who wins the Heisman.
Yeah, I think that one, I feel like the Jaden Daniels hype train like caught me off guard a little bit, because I don't know, there were just so many, I'm biased here, I think the SEC guys win it too often. I loved Michael Penix, and all the guy did was show up in big moments, and like he's getting no discussion at all.
I like Michael Penix, too.
I don't get a vote, though. They didn't ask me. I get a Dudley vote, so I can complain about that.
That's right. I like Michael Penix, too. You know who else I love is Marvin Harrison Jr., who gets no love.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is just, and receivers are dependent on whether or not the quarterback throws them the ball.
Not that one.
Some of the games he had and some of the plays he made. And I'm not saying he should win or that I voted for him. I'm just saying that's a guy that I was glad he got an invite to New York, because he is he is fun to watch.
He's the safest pick in the NFL draft in years, right? Like, so there's always that uncertainty if you take a quarterback. It just feels like there's zero uncertainty if you draft Marvin Harrison Jr. You're getting a 10-year NFL All-Pro guy.
I agree 100%. He could accomplish 50% of what his dad accomplished, and he'll be okay.
I think he's got his eyes set on more, but you're absolutely right about that. Gary Hess, sports director here at 910 The Fan. Listen up tonight here on The Fan as they get you ready for state championship Saturday. And Highland Springs is going to be going for... just an incredible run of success out there. They're 5-0 with Gary and Coach Chris calling the game. 11 o'clock pregame, 11:30 kick on WRVA. We will look forward to that, and I'm excited we get one more week of talking high school football with you before we have to turn the page.
Yes, I'm excited about that as well, and we'll talk about the All-Star game next week, raising money for great local charities. That's the most important part of it. So
that is absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time to join us. Good luck on the call.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Have a good one.
All right, we'll step aside. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We talk about contracts a lot. We talk about free agency a lot. The transfer portal. But here's an eye-popping number for you. Guy Fieri just signed a new 3-year contract with the Food Network. JC's here, Stubbs here. The news of this magnitude can only be broken down by the two best producers in the building, obviously. You want to guess how much Guy Fieri makes per year now, Stubb?
Honestly, $300 mil.
He's worth it. He'd be worth every penny of it. You kind of set this up for a little bit of disappointment, though, because he's only making $33 million a year.
Oh, jeez.
3-year deal, $100 million.
How do you rub 33 mil together?
Gosh. You know, now that I think about
he'll find a way.
I definitely went over there.
I love it.
That would make him a billionaire.
But he'd be worth it. He'd be worth every single penny of it. He is now the highest paid chef on television. JC, you'll get number two.
Oh, yeah. Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's number two. Yeah, absolutely.
And if Bourdain was still around, it would be Tony. We are.
No,
know that.
There's no way he ever made $30 million a year.
You don't think so?
No, he was too much of a niche product.
It would be that guy that runs the game show, Chopped.
Oh, okay.
What's that guy? Do you know?
There's a drug.
Chopped.
It would probably be somebody like off our radar, like Giada, right? Like. Somebody that we don't watch and connect with, or like a Paula Deen or something.
Did Paula?
Did she get canceled?
I don't think so.
Okay, I thought she maybe got canceled, but no. She's still around. Somebody like that, where you're like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Maybe like a Martha Stewart pre jail.
Is Emerald still on the scene? He kind of faded.
I'm not a chef expert.
Emerald kind of gave the reins to his kid.
Yeah, Emerald kind of.
As far as I'm aware.
I've been to his restaurant in New Orleans, which
yes.
is a ton of fun. But
legendary.
He's not really out there on the scene anymore.
No, he's getting up there in the years. He's kind of like, here, take it, kid.
I get to stare at Guy Fieri's face every week because he runs one of the concession stands at FedEx Field right next to the press box. It's called Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy.
I love Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy.
They have actual locations. I've been. There's one in Disney and there's one in, what's it called? Pigeon Forge?
So the
delicious.
The bit is they have like hundreds of different sauces.
Yeah.
It's really good. And you pick which sauce.
It's fantastic.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Washington Commanders. You might be. You listen to AWOD talk for 3 hours every day.
Who are those guys?
They launched Chicken Guy in FedEx Field, had the 100 sauces, had the whole bit. They couldn't execute. They couldn't. The lines got too long. They were given the wrong sauces. They couldn't handle 100 sauces at FedEx Field.
That makes sense. If you're at a stadium, you can't be getting fancy like that.
So
just,
now
just sell hot dogs.
Now it's Chicken Guy with like two sauces. Here are your two sauces.
Little
it's not Chicken Guy.
It's not Chicken Guy. No. I think if he knew his name was on it, he'd get to work immediately.
Little Chicken
Icarus. Because I respect the brand.
I
overall.
Do too. It sounds like FedEx Field is constantly having issues though. So the shower incident,
sure.
the power incident.
The fire alarm. We played the fire alarm clip yesterday. That was a treat, Jonathan Allen. giving an answer and the fire alarm goes off. And that was just great moments in FedEx Field history, right? So we're in the locker room. Guys are like showering after a football game. And the attendant comes running in. Is like, the fire alarm's going off. Everybody's got to leave. And you got like football players like, I can't do that right now.
You're like, this happens all the time.
I'm wearing a towel and that's not going to be an option for me right now.
But did you see that happen on Red Zone last week?
Oh, Red Zone got evacuated last week.
But Scott Hansen did not evacuate. He kept going.
He didn't want to.
No, he didn't want to go to commercial.
They've never gone to commercial.
It would be against their...
can I let you in on a little something?
Yeah.
Because Scott Hansen wrote it out. They have an emergency Red Zone studio.
Really?
They do. Like, it's
off-site?
Like designated survivor. It's in New Jersey. It's in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. They have a designated... So there's no host. There's no Scott Hansen. But there's a producer. There's a JC or a stub at a thing who is authorized to roll the highlights, roll the clips, do the drive of the week, all that sort of thing. So there's no voiceover. They just flip the games.
That makes me happy.
There's a designated survivor.
We're just sitting there on standby.
Because Scott Hansen's in L.A. So he's designated survivor red zone guy is three time zones away. Yeah, he's just sitting there. He's not doing anything.
So then they flip the switch. And the producer's like, oh, that's my cue. All
correct. Right. He's been now years. How long has Red Zone been on?
Years. I don't know.
At least since I've been paying attention.
That's got to be a good gig to be the New Orleans producer.
That's a great
gig. Just sit there.
That's a great gig until it's not a great gig, right? Curtis Painter was Peyton Manning's backup for a long time. Mm. And Peyton never missed a game. But then, like, the year he played, like, just everything went to crap. What it turned out was he never got to practice. So they're limited. The rule are they can practice for 2 hours a day out on the field. That's the most they can make them practice. And Peyton said, I'm practicing all 2 hours. You don't get any of the practice time. And I think it was Peter King. One time he asked the Colts coach, he said, like, why aren't you letting the backup practice? And he says, guys, if Peyton gets hurt, we're effed. And we don't practice effed.
Fair enough.
All right, Guy Fieri, $100 million man.
The guy.
He's been to 8 spots in Richmond. How many of them can you name, JC?
8 spots?
For diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Good lordy. Well, all right, so I'm only...
Some of them aren't even open anymore.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I'm only intimately familiar with one of them, which is Dots Back In.
Dots Back In is absolutely on the list.
Big shout out, Dots Back In and Northside.
I know he went to ZZQ. Because I'm a huge ZZQ mark.
Yeah,
ZZQ.
He would.
And made the Monopoly board.
It made the Monopoly board. Although then there's the thing where it turned out like you had to pay to be on the Monopoly board. So turns out they're using.
I don't like that.
Yeah, they're using my brisket money to pay to get on the Monopoly board. So it's actually not as wild about that.
Yeah.
So sometimes JC just hits us with a random sound clip. We're not sure.
it's a trap.
Pops on Grace, which has since closed. That's now. That's now Mike Lindsay's fried chicken place. I'm blanking on the name.
Oh, okay.
Buttermilk
okay.
and Honey now.
Gotcha.
Pops on Grace was great. The Village down at VCU.
The Village.
Classic VCU spot.
Yes.
Fancy Biscuit. I've never been to the Fancy Biscuit.
I've been to none of these places.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. We gotta get you up to speed on Ridge. Are you a barbecue guy? You a meat eater?
Yeah.
You not been to ZZQ?
I've seen the menu prices,
and it scares me. All right, we'll bring some ZZQ in one. That'll be our Christmas bonus this year. We'll bring some ZZQ in. We'll bankrupt the show in the process. But we'll empty out the wallet. We'll get half a pound of beef.
Fancy Biscuit.
Everybody may have a nibble.
Is Fancy Biscuit the one over there on Cary?
It is.
Got it.
Pearly's, which would great pick. Pearly's. I used to work down by Pearly's. Went there all the time. They serve breakfast until 2, which I appreciate as a breakfast lover. Soul Taco in Jackson Ward and Karina's Jamaican Grill out south side with me. That's on the Chesterfield side of the line now.
Mm-hmm.
Very good Jamaican. Congrats to Guy. $100 million. He
deserves every bit of it.
He deserves every single penny of it. He is paid more now on a yearly basis than Tucker Carlson was at Fox News.
I like to hear that.
If you ever think there's no hope for the world, he's also paid more than Rachel Maddow at MSNBC.
Okay.
So if you ever think there's no hope in the world, just remember, Guy Fieri's making more money than both of them.
Guy Fieri's on top.
Yeah, I mean,
you can be too.
He's got restaurants. He's got merch. And that's going to help even more.
Oh, yeah.
Getting that money up. And they're good restaurants.
They are. Chicken Guy's good. Not at FedEx Field. But if you go to a real Chicken Guy, it's a good spot.
Would you say it's better than Raising Cane's?
Well, it's different than Raising Cane's.
Yeah, it's a whole different. It's different than the fast food ones.
Yeah,
it's like a sit-down place. It's a very unique experience.
Raising Cane's does one thing and it crushes it, right? Like that chicken finger is really good.
The tendies, yeah.
I would say like the tendy is better than the Chicken Guy tendy.
Okay.
But all the sauces are the exception. There's 100 sauces, Josh. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah,
100
sauces.
Big like, fan of sauces.
It's like one for every $1 million Guy's going to make this year. He would sign a bigger contract, but they can't think of more flavors.
Gosh.
They run out of flavors to think of.
Rockin' a hard place.
I'm a bow boy myself.
Bojangles?
Bojangles. Bo
biscuit time?
Bowberry biscuit?
It's bow time.
Like it.
It's bow time. ACC tournament, man, when you watch the ACC basketball tournament, they're like the big sponsor. Every break's like, it's bow time. Like,
it is
bow time. Let's go. Let's go. I'm fired up. There used to be one in the basement of Union Station in D.C. When I lived in D.C. and you didn't have access to like culinary delights like Bojangles, they had one in the Union Station food court downstairs. It was a disaster. It's like the airport Popeyes. Like, these people don't enjoy being there. You're going to get what you get when they give it to you.
Dude, airport restaurants.
Airport
anything. Nothing like them.
Yeah. Airport anything. I waited 35 minutes for a mocha.
Oof.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
I waited like 30 seconds for a burger once. So I was like, how is this already ready?
That's also we have two the wrong direction both ways. We're diving for the middle. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. Sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.